So listen up very closely, because I know that if you're watching this video, more than likely, you're not happy with your career, you're not happy with where you are in life, but you know that you are destined for more. And you might have told yourself all of these lies like, oh, you know, it just won't work out for me, or you know what, maybe I'm lazy, or you know what, maybe it's just not destined for me. But here's the truth of it, it's not your fault. The thing is, you just don't know what you don't know. As simple as that sounds. In today's video, as I go for a little coffee run, or a lemonade run, or whatever I decide I end up getting. It's midnight here, I just had this thought and I had to shoot this video for you guys, and you seem to enjoy the last sort of off-the-cuff video I did here in the car. So as we go for this coffee run, as I said, I'm about to change all of that for you. Now, I know realistically, if you're watching this video, you've probably tried a bunch of different models. You've probably tried dropshipping, you've probably tried affiliate marketing, you've probably tried YouTube automation, you've tried all of that, okay? But the issue is, you just weren't in vehicles that were well suited for your current career stage. And you were also in vehicles of the past. In the same way, you would agree, I'm driving a car right now, it would be a little foolish if I went to go get this coffee run with a horse and a carriage. You have to pick the right vehicle for the right moment in time that we're living in. And also, some vehicles out there, they have a barrier to entry, and that is a knowledge barrier. There's specific knowledge you need in order to use that vehicle. So for example, let's say you wanna fly a plane. That's a vehicle you could take, but do you know how to fly a plane? And business models work the exact same way. Now, the good news is, in 2025, a lot of things are changing, if you haven't noticed already. And in fact, right now, there's this little known business model that hasn't quite yet hit its stride, where it doesn't require years of trial and error. It doesn't require you to gamble away your entire life saving and potentially lose it all. So what I wanted to talk about in today's video is just give you a high level overview of this business model and really break it down to its three main components of how beginners are using this to make their first $1,000 online. Now you might be thinking, okay, cool bro, get to the point. What is this business model? Well, this business model is called Digital Products 2.0. You see, there was a 1.0 version of it, but I couldn't really recommend that to you. With the 1.0 version, the barrier to entry was simply too high. And I can't sit here and recommend something to you unless it's something you can actually apply, use in your life, and make your first $1,000 online with it. Now, I know the next thing you're thinking, well, I've seen videos like this before online. What makes this different? I've heard about this before. I get it, trust me. So once I get my coffee, I think I'll probably park up and run you through the three main components on how to do this and why so many people are finding success with it right now. Hello, could I get a iced Americano?
Thank you.
All right, so let's go ahead and start step one. And that is not creating, but finding winning digital products. So here's what I mean. You want to find proven products, okay? There's products out there that are already making 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, even hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. The digital products are already out there. So rather than trying to create proven digital products, you just find proven digital products. And if this sounds crazy or undoable or obscure, there's people doing this every single day. I'll give you a perfect example. There's a guy, he's about 21 or 22. His name's Nathan Mercado or Mercado, something like that. By the way, if you're watching this, sorry, I don't mean to butcher your name, but anyways, this guy's from Brazil. And he went from making $0 to $316,000 in a single month. So he didn't invent some revolutionary new concept or find some crazy new product. No, instead what he did was he followed a proven strategy and he used something called influencer arbitrage. And what that did was that actually distributed his product rather than having to sell the product. All he did was get distribution. The influencers were the distribution for the product. And I'll show you the mechanics of this and how this works a little later on in the video. But just so you understand, this is probably one of the biggest unfair advantages I have ever seen in the online space. Like ever. You get your product in front of hundreds of thousands, if not even millions of people for free using arbitrage. This sounds like some crazy fancy word, but I'll explain what that means a little later on in today's video. And you might be thinking, oh, well, that sounds nice. That's lovely for him. Now, just so you understand what this actually means in practice, this guy is building a $1 million house for himself and driving a Porsche. This is what Digital Products 2.0 did for this individual. And this isn't some sort of one-off, one in a million case. There's hundreds and even thousands of people accomplishing the same thing. And all of them started from zero. And the reason why they can do this is because they have an unfair advantage. The market has actually done most of the work for them. I mean, think about it like this. Someone has already spent months identifying winning digital products, identifying what products make more money than others, and then basically just giving you the golden keys to the kingdom. So you might be wondering, okay, well, how do I get the keys to the kingdom? Like, this is all sounding like way too good to be true. So let's get into the actionables. How do you find these proven digital products? Well, lucky for you, there are incredible platforms out there that have real-time leaderboards so you can see what products are selling the best right now. So you know, in the same way video games have top leaderboards, same thing with some of these platforms. These platforms will show you who's earning the most with their digital products rather than, you know, in a video game, who has the most points or XP or whatever. So what's crazy about this is that in real time, you're looking at real money being made by people from real digital products. So when you open one of these platforms, and I'll get my team to overlay on screen, because I know, like, as I'm talking this through, you're like, okay, I can't visualize this. So this is very difficult for me to comprehend and very difficult for me to understand. So I'll get my team to try to layer in some visuals. But when you open one of these platforms, you can see line by line which digital products are making the most money. And then you can even click into them and get a description so you know what they're selling, how they're angling it, how they're positioning it. And what's cool is these platforms literally organize everything by category. You can look specifically at business and investing products. You can look at health and relationship products. You can look at self-help products. So they actually create categories so you can see for each category which product is performing the best. So what's really cool about this is it means that you will never be stuck thinking, what should I sell or will people even buy it? Because you can see the real-time metrics right in front of you. You see, most people's approach is they create something, they launch it, and then realize that no one wants it. And what's cool is that you can just skip this process entirely. So whenever you need a product idea, you just check these platforms and see what's already working. It's like having the answers to an exam before you even start it. This means that you never ever have to shoot in the dark anymore. You know what's validated, you know what's proven. Now, I know at this point you're thinking, well, even if I did know what the winning digital products are, how would I even create my own version of it? You're thinking, how can I create something that would compete with these products that are already making money? And listen, you're very right for thinking this. And this is why I say a few years ago, I couldn't recommend this to you. This is why I call this digital products 2.0, because the 1.0 version was just too difficult. There was too many roadblocks in your way. But now with the advent of AI, you can actually create non-expert digital products and you can have the entire process taken care of for you. So literally any beginner on earth can now do this in just a matter of hours. And this brings us into phase two, which is creating your version with AI. You see, in the past, if you wanted to build a digital product, you would have had to spend months and years becoming an expert in a topic and then creating a digital product from it, which could also take you a further 6 months or 12 months. You would have to research, write, and structure all of the content yourself, which, by the way, I have been there and I've done that. And it's taken me up to 6 months before to create one of these digital products. And once again, this goes back to the digital product 1.0 era. And the scariest thing about doing that is you're spending like 6 months creating this digital product and you don't even know if it's going to perform well. Imagine trying to read every single article, every single blog, every single book, every single dissertation, every single paper, every single piece of information ever created about a specific topic. Imagine trying to do that yourself. I mean, that would take you multiple lifetimes. That's issue number one. And then you would have to package all of that into a digestible digital product. It's a tall order. It's not easy. Once again, this is digital products 1.0. The entire process was slow, expensive, and just not feasible for beginners. But now with AI, all of that has changed. Understand that you now have the ability to synthesize every single piece of information that's ever been made out there. So in the same way, something like dropshipping, which used to work well back in the day, but once again, dropshipping in 2025 is like me using a horse and a carriage as a means of transportation. Digital products 2.0 is like sitting in your Ferrari and going 100 kilometers an hour. Far more efficient and, quite frankly, a lot more appropriate for the times. But anyways, just so you can understand that example, what's nice about dropshipping is the product is created for you, okay? So whether you know anything about rubber ducks or not is irrelevant, it doesn't matter. And with digital products 1.0, that wasn't the case. That wasn't true, okay? I'd be lying if I was sat here telling you that that's the case. But with digital products 2.0, you can, please, like, go ahead, be my guest. Spend 5 years trying to become an expert at something and then go try to compare your level of expertise to the expertise of the right AI tool, not just any AI tool, because some AI tools are not up for the job. You know, they're just going to give you slop. They're going to give you garbage. And we'll touch on that in a little bit, but try to compare you spending 5 years becoming an expert and compare that to the right AI tools. You use AI to have the digital product created for you. And the best part is the product is better than an expert could create themselves. So what used to now take months can be done in the space of a day, and it can be done for you. Right now, anyone with the right AI tool can create professional grade digital products like that. The barrier to entries are gone. You have no excuses anymore. Now, you can't just use any AI tool because, quite frankly, some AI tools are built specifically for the purpose of generating images, some to create code, some to generate AI voiceovers. And sure, they are great for what they're designed for, but that's like trying to use a butter knife at an omakase restaurant to cut expensive toro sashimi. It's not the right tool for what you're trying to accomplish. You see, AI is like the internet, whereas AI tools are kind of like websites that live on the internet. So you need the right AI tools for the job. And in this case, that means the right AI tools specifically to create and package digital products. And because you are already basing your product on something that is validated and you know that works from step one, you're not wasting your time playing guessing games. Instead, you are building digital products that you know there's a demand for already, people are paying their hard-earned cash for. So you take this proven digital product concept and then you use AI to create a professional version of it like that. But there's still one major hurdle, which is how do you then take this product and get it in front of people's eyes so that way they buy it? And here's where things get very interesting, and honestly the part that's going to blow your mind because of how simple it is. As you know, in step one, you've already found proven validated digital products. And then in step two, you use AI to create your own version of it. Now you're thinking, all right, cool, well, I have this amazing digital product that's been built for me using AI. How do I actually get in front of people or sell it? I don't have an audience. I don't want to show my face. I don't want to sit in front of a camera. I don't want to waste a bunch of money on ads. And unfortunately, most people think they only have those two options. Either, you know, create a bunch of content and do a bunch of organic and try to become some celebrity. And trust me, you don't want to do that if you're just trying to make your first few thousand dollars online. Or option two is you start running a bunch of ads. But the issue is, and this gives me a lot of anxiety with beginners and people earlier in their online business career, is spending thousands and thousands of dollars on ads. When you're first starting online, you want to risk as little as possible. You want to give yourself as many opportunities to fall, scrape your knees, and try again. Now, the thing is, if you're burning through a bunch of cash, you can't try again, okay? You have to quit the game. The thing is, if you can keep playing the game again and again and again, then you will win. But the issue is, if you keep playing the game again and again, and it keeps costing you more and more money, at a certain point, you have to quit the game. And that's what I don't want for you. So here is where things get interesting. What if I told you there is someone out there? In fact, there's dozens, hundreds, even thousands of people out there that have the right audience, the perfect audience, that are desperate, that are begging to buy the digital product that you've just had created for you. What if I told you that you could tap into their audience instead of gambling all this money on paid ads or trying to spend all this time, you know, trying to create your own organic content? And all you have to do is audience hijack. That's all you're doing. Let me try to give you an example in a different industry. Let's say you're a small-time producer and you want to get your music out there. You know, you could spend months and months playing in all these small venues, trying to build up this fan base. Or imagine you could connect with a popular DJ and he agreed to play your music in front of a packed out festival tomorrow night. Which one do you think is going to get you better results? And that is exactly what influencer arbitrage is. It is handing your digital product to a person who has the audience that wants the exact thing that you just created. These people already have the demand from the audience. Their audience is hungry for something like this. They just don't have anything to sell. Right now, as I'm recording this, there are hundreds of thousands, even millions of micro influencers, people between 10,000 and 100,000. And these are actually the best people because they built up so much trust with their audience. You know, they've been spending years and years nurturing trust with their audience. But majority of the time, these people don't actually sell anything. You know, maybe they might have some little small discount code that some company gave them, but the people between 10 to 100,000 usually don't tend to promote much. Or if they do, not in a way that's smart. But what's cool is that these are regular people that have done all of the heavy work for you. They've done all the heavy lifting for you. So now what you can do is you can partner with them and they can be your distribution and you give them a cut. The process is insanely simple. You find someone whose audience matches the product that you've created. So let's say, for example, you've had AI to create some sort of fitness related product for you. Well, then you find a fitness influencer. You reach out to them and you let them know that, hey, you have a perfect product for their audience. Now, instead of paying them an upfront fee, instead you give them a cut. Now, they prefer this anyways because they know that they'll be able to sell to their audience. As I said, some of these smaller brands, you know, maybe they get a discount code and they get a small little percentage of it. But usually they're dealing with physical products. So, you know, maybe they sell something for $30 and they get a dollar of it. But with digital products, because there is no cost of goods, because our margins are 100%, you could give them 20%, 30%, 10%, 40%, hell, even if you want to, 50%. But let's just give you an example. Let's say you go to a fitness influencer with 50,000 followers, okay? You reach out and you say, hey, I have this fitness digital product that'll be perfect for your audience. And for every digital product you help me sell, I'm gonna give you 20% cut. Now, what actually happens in that instance? Well, then that micro influencer posts, and let's say out of their 50,000 followers, followers, conservatively 0.1% of people buy. And it's a $97 digital product. That means that 50 people buy your digital product at $97. That's almost $5,000. You pay the influencer 20%, which is $970, and you keep the other 80%. I'll put all the math on screen, but that's whatever, like $3,800. And what's cool is that it's zero risk for you. You didn't pay a penny out of pocket until that money hit your account personally. And this is so much smarter than every other method because once again, you want to minimize as much risk as possible, okay? This is zero risk. It's so much smarter than spending $2,000 on Facebook ad when you first start. Now, later on in your digital product 2.0 journey, these are all things that you can do. But when you first start, you want to keep your risk as little as humanly possible. So with influencer arbitrage, you only spend money once you make money, okay? It's a win-win. And what's cool is that these micro influencers are so happy to work with you because they're always looking for good products that can benefit their audience. They have to do zero work outside of what they're already doing because you need to understand a lot of these micro influencers, they're just content creators, and that's cool, like that's their lane, but they're not thinking about how can I create products or how can I monetize or all this stuff. So what you do is you just have the digital product created for you. They do the selling. You're basically the middleman, which, by the way, the most profitable businesses in the world. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, Airbnb doesn't own any properties. Uber doesn't own any car. They're basically just the middleman, okay? Someone else creates the product or the service. In this case, it's AI. And the demand is there. And then they basically just sit back and make most of the profits. Exact same thing in this case. And that guy I mentioned earlier, Nathan, his entire business was built off this. He didn't waste time trying to become some influencer, superstar, this, that. And he also didn't try to burn money on all these ads. Instead, what he decided to do was partner up with these micro influencers, and he was able to instantly tap into their audience, not ever have to even worry about selling. Once again, don't sell. Instead, find the right distribution channels. And I can tell you this is one of the best distribution channels you have available to you because it's zero risk. And this is why it's so exciting, and this is why it's so accessible, because you don't need to be famous. You don't need to have a big budget. Anyone can do this. So these are really the three parts to making your first $1,000 online, because you're building digital products that have already been proven and validated. Then you're using the right AI tool, not just any AI tool, but the right AI tool to have specialized products created in record time. So that way you're not having to spend months doing it yourself. And then you're using the right micro influencers to basically sell these products for you, and then they get a cut based on their performance. Now, I know that a lot of you guys are saying, okay, cool, well, this is great, but how do I actually do this, like, over the shoulder, tell me step by step by step. In today's video, this is just more a high level concept, so that way you understand and you're prepared for what I'm gonna release next. I did ask you on the last video, do you want something a little bit more in detail, in depth? I'll leave some of the comments on screen, but it was a resounding yes, and I'm working on it, I promise. It's just taking a little longer than expected, so I thought I would make this video just off the cuff while it's still on my mind, basically just breaking down the three-step process. And in next week's video, I'm gonna show you step by step by step how to actually implement this and do this. So please bear with me, give me one more week. I just want to make this perfect for you guys, because I'm literally going to show you guys everything. No fluff, no theory, just practical step by step. But that also does take a lot of time, so I'm still working on it. I'll get that done for you. I will try my absolute best to have it ready for next week's video. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.